3. July 9th, 8:30 a.m., Monocacy Junction. Amid the scents of fresh hay and charred campfires, Ricketts surveyed the battlefield Wallace had chosen. No one could have selected a better position. Ricketts' 2nd Brigade stretched across the Washington Road and into the rising fields on the left flank, with the river a moat to its front. In a hollow off to the right, his 1st Brigade awaited orders while one last regiment, the 14th New Jersey, drew rations. Wallace's green troops had been placed in strong positions to the northeast, above the river's bends, giving them every advantage that could be culled from the terrain. A victory might be impossible, but Jubal Early would face a troublesome morning. "That's how you play a low-card hand, son," Ricketts said to an aide. "Ride down and tell Colonel Truex I want to see him." The lieutenant touched the brow of his cap and tugged his horse about. Ricketts wished he had his division's complement of artillery, even half of it. There were excellent fields of fire to the northwest, where the rebels appeared to be taking their merry time. Skirmishing had chipped the air for hours, but Early didn't seem in a rush to see Washington. He'd come on, though, before the morning was out, and many a man would have supper with the devil. Guarded of speech, Ricketts had not told Wallace how bad things were. When he embarked at City Point, it had been unclear whether other troops would follow. The haste and confusion had been appalling, and he had limited himself to his own concerns, seeing his 2 brigades marched aboard their vessels. He could only hope that the rest of the corps was on its way to Washington. The carelessness on every part had been so pronounced, it bordered on frivolity. How on earth could Early have arrived within 40 or 50 miles of Washington, shooting his way north for 200 miles, without anybody in the government or the whole damned army noticing? Now here he was, James B. Ricketts, lately the proud and aging captain of Battery 1, 1st U.S. Artillery, a brigadier general leading men whose spirits were as badly worn as their shoes, soldiers exhausted by 2 months of grisly fighting, and faced with odds as close to hopeless as any in his experience. Well, Ricketts thought, I've been on the edge of hopelessness.